I'd like to take this opportunity to extend my deepest sympathy to Her Majesty the Queen on behalf of the people of Kent. From his days as a young naval officer during the Second World War, where he served with distinction, the Duke of Edinburgh dedicated his life to this country, and in particular to supporting Her Majesty the Queen and the monarchy. One rarely sees such devotion and loyalty these days. We owe him a huge debt of gratitude for the service that he gave to this country throughout his life. Of course, the Duke of Edinburgh supported literally hundreds of different charities and causes, but I suppose the one for which he is best known is the one which bears his name, the Duke of Edinburgh Award Scheme, which he founded in 1956. It's an extraordinary scheme that has helped so many young people over the years, introducing them to community service, helping them to build confidence and resilience, and providing opportunities for adventure which they might never have otherwise had. The scheme has spread to over 144 countries around the world, and I have personal experience of this global reach. Alistair, my husband, and I were on a walking holiday in India about 8 years ago, and we spent the first night in a hostel before setting off into the Himalayas on a five-day trek. And the rest of the hostel was filled with very overexcited young people from all over India. And when we asked the teachers what they were doing, they were all about to set off on a very grueling trek as part of their gold award for the Duke of Edinburgh Award Scheme. A real example of how global the reach of this scheme has been. I only became Lord Lieutenant of Kent at the end of April last year. Therefore, it was very sadly I never met the Duke of Edinburgh in any official capacity. But I was honoured to be included in a small lunch party after he had been to visit a charity probably around 10 or 15 years ago, when I remember him as being utterly charming and went out of his way to make everybody feel at ease, and kept us amused. My heart goes out to Her Majesty the Queen this evening, this very sad time. They were married for, I think, 73 years, and it's almost impossible to think of Her Majesty the Queen without the Duke of Edinburgh by her side. He will be sorely missed by everybody, and my thoughts and prayers are with Her Majesty the Queen and with the rest of the royal family.